Hello, I'm Stephen Bigelow, features writer with TechTarget's Channel Media Group, and I'm here with Paul Meyerson, senior channel analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group of Milford, Massachusetts. We're here today to talk about some managed service challenges facing VARs and resellers. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Paul, managed service questions crop up routinely from our readership, and I think the biggest question regards the service opportunities that are out there today. So what are some of the noteworthy managed service opportunities emerging for IT service providers, and why are they important in your opinion?
You know, it's a great question. It really depends on what market the solution provider sells into for the most part. You know, for example, in the small and medium-sized business space, along with customers with the remote office and back office employees, online backup as a service is really hot. When it comes to small and medium-sized businesses, there's severe pressure on both resource availability and budget to meet internal service level requirements and government regulations. And by using managed services, clients, you know, they don't require the additional resources in both people and equipment to perform that job for backup as they would if they were doing it in-house. So applicable also in the SMB market is an extension of the managed services for backup, but even more relevant in the midsize enterprise and enterprise class accounts are services surrounding archiving and e-discovery. For example, you know, the federal rules of civil procedure are clear in regards to production of documents as part of a discovery process and then potentially a litigation process. And in order to be able to achieve these legal requirements, IT is looking to manage services. You know, their specialization enables customers to meet the regulations and their service level agreements due to their focus and their constant awareness to policies and procedures.
And of course, being a service provider in today's marketplace isn't as simple as just hanging out your shingle and waiting for the phone to ring. A service provider needs to conduct themselves properly from both a technical and a business perspective. So the way you see it, what are some of the biggest pitfalls of managed services that a solution provider should be aware of?
You know, in regards to pitfalls, I'd say the first one is really scalability. Solution providers, you know, they need to invest in multi-tenant solutions so they don't become a hosted service provider, because we're talking about the managed service provider space. And enterprise software, it's not easily converted to delivering a service unless it was originally designed that way. And the same holds true on the hardware side. You know, many storage-related services are being built leveraging new, low-cost, effective technology, because leveraging off-the-shelf commercial products just won't scale. Another pitfall could be from a business perspective. You know, billing as you go is a very different model than selling hardware and software and some professional service solutions. If a solution provider doesn't plan for this in advance, the impacts run from revenue recognition to the type of sales teams that you need selling the managed services. You know, often a box pusher as a salesperson won't be successful selling a managed service.
Well, Paul, that's great information. I want to thank Paul Meyerson, Senior Channel Analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group, for sharing his insights and expertise with us today. Paul, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm Stephen Bigelow, Features Writer with TechTarget's Channel Media Group, and you can learn more about the IT channel and channel business issues at www.searchitchannel.com.